Раши или Гаон?
Да, я знаю, нет там.
Карпас, we all know what it is. You take a vegetable and you dip it into either vinegar or salt water. I think most people have a minhag to put it into salt water. Many poskim say that if you didn't eat all day, a lot of people don't eat Erev Pesach, so you shouldn't use chametz.
Why?
Because it's bad for the digestive system. Also down the poskim.
Also.
Rabbi Lisa speaks about lemon juice. These are famous shilas. What I want to talk about is if there's a chiv haseva during karpas. You have to recline during karpas. So this is machlekes rishayim. So we'll get first to the actual information, the halacha, and then we'll understand maybe the two tzadim, yes and no, and with this will give us an insight to understanding b'chlal what karpas is there for. What's the point of karpas? Karpas is a vegetable. Some say that there's a specific vegetable for karpas.
Strawberries.
Some say that there's a specific vegetable. Yesh Oimrim, that it doesn't really make such a big difference. Any Bayer Pri Adama, as long as maybe it's not onion, according to some sheet, there's raw onion, it's not a Bayer Pri Adama. Kalpanim, karpas, you dip it into the salt water. Tibul, it's one of the tibulim. So like I said, there's a machlekes rishayim, if you need a save or not. Shibayli aleket. Other rishayim, the avudram. It's a big raid, it's a big talk in the rishayim. The Birka Yosef, and Simon Tafai, and Gilmul Sivkot, and Yudalid brings the different opinions. And he goes through hen v'lav. Yes and no, should you, shouldn't you? And among the Birka Yosef. And when he comes to Maskani, he says that you don't have you don't make those, the way he remembers it. And Avina Talia he brings down, you don't make a seva during karpas. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Taka Patskins that way. If you look in the Kitzur, he says you don't make a. I'm sorry. Okay, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down. Excuse me. Rabbi Yosef says not doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you should make a seva. The Brisker Rav used to make a seva. Chazanish didn't make a seva. This is big talk in the Achreinim. Yes, a seva, not a seva. I saw Rabbi Avadi Yosef Paskins that you don't have to make a seva, but if you want to, you could. What's his cheshbon? What do you mean? If some say not to make a seva, why would he come and say different than a Birka Yosef, different than a Chida? The Chida also, I believe, says that you don't make a seva. So Rabbi Yosef is a Pashta Chesb. He says because the Beis Yosef paskins that even by Mar you can make a seva. If you want to make a seva by Mar, it's fine. So how could you come and say you shouldn't, man? If you want, you could. If by Mar it's fine, then obviously it's fine even by karpas.
Well, the
Birka Yosef says the minig is not. The minig was not. That's what he says. The minig is not. We don't make a say. So he comes and says that it just means that you're not mechuyev to make a say. But if you want, you could. Now, the raya for maror is a little different because the raya for maror is if you did do it, even though mustam you shouldn't be doing it. It's not if you want, you could. Meaning, if you want, not for halachic reasons. If you still want to do it, you could. So to come and say that Mela, the paskin and karpas, if you want, unless that's all maybe what he means. He means to say, if you want, you could do it. In other words, you won't be not yoitza karpas if you do it. See the difference? There's a difference by saying, if you want, you can make by mar. What do you mean, if I want? There's zikha no inyan to make it by mar. Means is if you have a personal reason to make it and you did it, it's fine, so you did it. It's not going to be a steerer to the mar. Like, so it's no raya that in Hilchas Karpas the halacha would be that if you want, you could, out the halacha. It's different if you want, you could. If you want, it won't be a problem if you do it. That's what, if, unless maybe that's all he means. If you want, meaning not out of the halach if you want. If you have a personal reason that for some reason you want to do it, maybe your reason might be the halach. I understand, but that's not the halach.
Are you allowed to do that or not?
You're allowed to if you want, but there's no reason to do it. There would be, it's not, you wouldn't have a chesed, oh, I want to make, or because maybe, there's no maybe. There's just, if you'd like to do it, that makes you feel comfortable to do it. Talking about that, the right thing to do is, no one's going to come tell you should make a seva by mar.
Why would a person do it in the first place?
He feels comfortable.
Maybe he wants a bigger mitzvah. He thinks this is more mashmah.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I don't believe that's the psak and the raya from mar, because then it's not a raya. If that's your raya from mar, then there's no raya from mar, because by mar doesn't mean that. Now, would he mean something else? If you personally would like to, but you know that the minig is not, so then you have no problem going against the minig. That's what he needs to say. See the difference? It's not a halacha of the minig is you do what you want. If you want to, the minig is that you can do it. The minig is not to do it. But if you would like to do what's not the minig, is also okay.
It's not to go against the minig.
Basically, otherwise you have no right for mar. Because by mar, it's not that if you want, you can make. But it's, you shouldn't be making a save by mar. The lashon of the Rambam is, and that's the lashon of the Gemara, matzah boya seva. Marar, we spoke about it last year. Marar loyba. Doesn't need it. Says the Rambam, if you want, you could. Says the Beis Yosef, if you want, you could. What does that mean? If I want, I could. He means to say is that it's a seva. It's not called a seva b'chalal. That's what it means. If I do a seva by mar, it's a seva by mar. It's nothing. I'm sitting that way. So if you want to derive from that to Hilchas Karpas, then you don't have to say it's all it is. The Hainu, if you would ask him, Choyri wouldn't say, yeah, I think it's, if you feel, no, it's do what you want. There's a chil between Imroitza, Yasa, or Im, do what you want. See the difference? And you mask it. You have to think about it. You got to think about it. You think about it. You hear the difference? There's a difference. There's a very big difference by saying that the minig is, if you want to do it this way, you do it this way. If you want to do it that way, you do it that way. That's not what he's saying. Hagam, when it reads that way. If you look at the Chazei Nevadia, it reads that way. It reads that way. No, it's supposed to be like a comma. You don't make a say. If you want to do it, yaitz. It's not Rishay, it's Yatza. More Yatza than Rishay. Okay. What would be the reason to make a save and to not make a save? So the Birki Yosef says right away, very posh, the reason not to make a save, because just like the Mar, which is Zeichel Shibud, and therefore there's no Seva, the Karpas is also Zeichel Shibud. Samach Perach, 600,000 people working diligently. Perach, hard work in Mitzrayim. So Karpas, backwards, is Samach Perach. Maril brings it down that way. That Samach Perach, and therefore Zeichel Shibud. If it's Zeichel Shibud, there will be no point of making Seva. You hear? I just agav one mima oyer. Did Levine work in Mitzrayim?
No.
How many people left Mitzrayim?
600,000.
So I don't really understand how could Karpas be Samach Perach if the Levine didn't work.
But some,
you like it? You don't like it? You don't know what's good. I'm asking you again, how many people left? How many people left? 600,000. Machne Yisrael was 600,000. The Jewish people left. Kesheish Meis Ragle El. It was 600,000. So don't come and tell me Samach Perach. It's not true.
perach.
Maybe that's the chaf. Kiss samach perach. Almost like kiss sheish.
Yeah, but before the guy was in the thing, maybe it was taka 600,000.
Before it was. I'm asking how many people left. I don't know. Okay, so I tell you it's 600,000. Look at the medrash.
No, that's how many people left, but how many people worked? Much more than that, right?
Because some of them died.
Okay, so yeah, but that's your turn. Okay, I'm asking. You like that? Say it that way. I don't mind. So who said it was Samach? Maybe it was more. It's just a number. They picked it. Okay, you like. Okay, if that's you, you like. So you're a god to write that answer. That's that the answer you give. I would maybe say a little different. I would say. What? Yeah, say it.
They also paint, yeah.
That's how I would say it. I would say it that Mitzrayim was for everybody. We spoke about this many times, that there was Perach in Mitzrayim. So some did it through work and some did it through Torah. Through Marbitz Torah, through working hard in Mitzrayim. We spoke about this.
Everybody was working.
Everybody. Yeah, there was work for everyone. There's people working at 47 and there's people working in the Yeshiva Sel Simcha. It's hard work. Life is hard work. Samach Perach is all of Klal Yisrael was part of that. You think it was easy to sit and watch the other person to... My grandfather said it's hard. Everybody was included. My grandfather once said a very nice pshat grad. Why were you chayiv misa if you didn't want to leave Mitzrayim? They all died. Makas chayishik. 10 days of chayishik, right? Chayiv misa. Guy doesn't want to leave. It's so hard. It's so hard to go out. It's a whole new situation. What? They were kaifrim. You think they were kaifrim because they didn't want to leave? Maybe I had to kfir the fact that you don't want to leave. You don't believe in Hashem. I don't know. It's a good horror. You know, in certain nations of the world, when you're a hindrance to the nation, they just get rid of you. They bump you off, take you to the backyard. Stalin used to do that. You know, Stalin. He used to take you to the backyard, tell you goodnight to everybody, and that would be it. Why? Because you interfered with the lu'umi ut of the people. You want to know something? The kaifrim who started Israel. Kaifrim, definitely kaifrim. Yeah, I'm not saying I hate them or whatever, but they were definitely not people believed in Torah. That's for sure not. They had the shita that if you were a hindrance to the Jewish state, they had to bump you off, they had to get rid of you. That's what they used to do. They used to get rid of you.
That's why they didn't accept the
boats. They didn't accept the boats and the Nazis, the Zach, and it was a ganze Zach. They would kill each other. They put the what do you call those two things? The Irgun with the Begins Chevra, the
underground.
The underground. They bombed what's his name? The Katrina. What was the name of the boat that they bombed over there? Whatever. Why? Because you're going to kill another Yid. Yeah, but you're hindering the. Is that the pshat? They were hindrance to Claudius because they don't want to leave. As they said, Meir de Givort. How could you not want to leave? And the answer is, because for you personally, you were able to survive this situation. Obviously, because otherwise you would have ran out no matter what. But there were tons of people, meaning most of Claudius, who obviously couldn't stand the situation. They couldn't survive it. The fact that you were able to survive by watching your brother not be able to survive shows that you're not part of Klal Yisrael.
I have to keep.
What do you want to do? Take them with you?
They're going to intermarriage. So they
intermarriage. Okay. Now, so this is L'chayri the Pshat Samach Perach. All of Klal Yisrael worked. Just because they didn't do physical work, believe me, they all suffered. Just because you don't go to war during a wartime, it doesn't mean Gedali Yisrael don't fight at the front, aren't in the war. They're suffering as well. Okay, right? What are you going to say? Because you don't go to the front line and shoot guns, you're not part of the Imay Nechi Mitzara, you're part of the Tzara. Okay. So Kloponim, it has to do with Zeichel L'Shibut. If it has to do with Zeichel L'Shibut, so how could you make what?
A same.
So the truth is, what's Taka Pshat in the Shittas that say you do make a Seva? How do we understand the Shittas? Yeah. How would you make a Seva? So I'd like to be Ma'ir. I said this Teretz years ago, but I saw again this year as well, in brackets, or in Rabbi Yashav's Haggadah. Again, also, it's a one-liner Karpas. Karpas, Boya Seva. Brings down that you have to make a seva by karpas. Then he in brackets it's written, yitzeichel l'shibut. Yeah, but so is the matzah. So what? That's right. So let's discuss that. Maybe karpas is takabo. Because a lot want a taina that karpas is either or. Which means either you learn that it has to do with Shibut, or we're going to soon learn that it's not about Shibut. So I would like to tell you that technically you can say it's both, not a stira. And you'll soon see a chiddush la'alacha that I want to say according to this.
What is the question again?
What is the question? The question is, why you make a seva by karpas if karpas is eichel l'shibut? I can make a save. What? It says, Kila Hispik Bitseikam and also Lechemaini. Lechemaini. The Torah even says Lechemaini. Lechemaini, no? It's the poor man. We ate this in Mitzrayim. Ha Lachma Anya. The Cholava son of Mitzrayim. It says clearly, what do you mean? That it reminds us of the Shibut.
So right there, we're making a Sibah, here is not.
So the answer is that even though it has an Itzeichel Shibut, it also has Eichel Gula. So if Matzah you can make a Seva, so too, come on, everybody says, so if Matzah you can make a Seva, Mela, so too, Karpas. Rebel Yoshin, Hagoyin and Rebel Yoshin.
He says on Karpas.
You know why I like it? Because I said it a few years ago my own. So I like it. Maybe that's why I like it so much. Who knows?
Did he give it though?
Person never knows why. Why he likes things and why he doesn't like things. Very nice. Alright.
So he compares the books to the same.
He doesn't do anything. He's in what way? Rebel Yoshin is one liner. So you've got to know that he's a one liner. What he does is Chai the Seva and bracket. The Kemoy Matzah that it's a Zeichel Shibut. There's no problem. Which means that's what he's asking. Chayrit Zeichel Shibut, there's also Zeichel Shibut. And still you can make a Seva. Okay.
But in what way is it both also besides Shibut and Shibut?
We're not holding it yet. We're not holding it. But I just want to say, I'm very Chiddush La'alacha. I saw Rav Avadi brings down from Rav Chaim Palagi. Palagi. You didn't get what?
I don't understand. So what is Zeichel? Why can't you use that Seva?
If it's Zeichel L'Shibud, why would you need a Be'er Seva? Okay, you shouldn't be.
Seva is always
the
appearance.
The thing itself is Zeichel. Who cares how I eat it?
That's the halacha. Whenever you eat something
Mara, for example, it's itself
is Zeichel.
You're
right. So you don't eat a Be'er Seva. Will you eat Mara Be'er Seva?
Who cares how I eat it?
I just tell you. Because
right. The thing itself represents Cheder. Or
what's going on a significance.
Could you imagine a guy sitting back and say, whoa! Holocaust movie, and he's sitting there and he's drinking beer. What are you talking about?
That's beer, but you're eating marr.
Hasev is Derech Cheirus, and marr is. I don't know what you're asking me exactly.
Shibut.
Do you understand this question?
Yes.
I don't. Do you understand this question? Because you're negated,
the Eitzim Achilo of marr is Zeichel.
But he's eating it. Hasev is showing that you're missing the point.
Whatever. But it shouldn't be Likuva.
Okay, the kids, so this is what it is. So since it's Zeichel, it's Shibut.
It's like symbolistic.
You're symbolizing Cheres and then you're symbolizing Mara the same.
It's Sara.
Okay, Rav Isaac, come into Shira. Let's go. Okay. Now.
That same thing.
Rav Chaim Palagi, he brings down a very interesting thing. Rav Chaim Palagi. He brings down that a seva? Some say yeah. A seva? Some say no. I have a good idea. You'd have a gazayas for a seva. You'd have a gazayas without a seva.
Gazayas.
Eat a half a kezayis b'seva, and eat a half a kezayis shaloi b'seva. Comes the lawyer of Avadi Yosef and says, "What? But we don't eat a kezayis at all. You're not supposed to eat a kezayis."
Right.
Yes. I asked Rabbi Avadi Yosef, "What do you want from the poor guy? What do you want?" So you know what? Eat half a kezayis and half of that eat b'seva. Okay, you have to let them. You're all excited. The shir is going to be a classic. By the way, this is one of my classic ones. You see right there, we're heading towards a classic shir. Good. You don't think you can learn with the mashita samachaba that you're supposed to eat a kezai? You're not supposed to eat a kezai, so you can still do this minig. Eat half a kezai, half of a kezai. Whatever, eat a little bit better. Say,
oh, so you copy here?
What's your question? What's his problem? The whole problem is because we don't eat a kezai. He said, don't eat a kezai. Eat half a kezai. Half of that, eat
better. Save.
And
quarter.
Half eat. Eat a little bit. Eat a little bit better. Save. And eat a little bit. Shaloi better. Save. So I'm thinking to myself, Lagufa Inyan. Let's clear a minute. Is the reason to eat best save contradiction to eat not best save? Totally. Pasha, we just said, like matzah. If I ate matzah, shaloi best save.
Loyatz.
It's just a little problem. So is it shaykh to come and say that the same thing at the same time is for two different things? Now the truth is, by matzah there's one kezayis and that's the chiyuv. So here, any little bit. So why don't you have like two karpuses? You know, a karpus will be a two prong karpus. By matzah it's one kezayis, so I'm not going to eat it zeichel l'shibud one way. I eat it zeichel because it's for this, so it's zeichel l'cheirus and that's it. Mashenki by the karpas. Kick it with a karpa. It's beautiful Torah. You able to tell you? Shake it with a karpa. I'm going to eat the whole kid. So who's telling you I'm eating half and half? Don't make it into a half and half. I'm eating two karpuses. Maybe a chai pelagic. You know, I'm going to do that this year.
Why we say that too?
Yeah.
You know that I'm going to start doing that. I like it. Yeah. What's wrong? Be mekayim both sheets. What could be wrong? What could be wrong? That's what works. Is one kezai is the mitzvah. So what do you eat? How you want to split? What do you do exactly? My shaykh came here.
One whole kezai.
Why don't you do it twice?
The whole kezai is twice.
You're missing my story.
Your
yaitz already finished, Gandhi. But there's no takone to eat a kezai is matzah l'shem shibud. Here there's a suffix in halacha what to do. You can bring a dimmi from matzah that something could be true. That's what you could say then. When there's halacha, you need a karpus, not a stira. You see something could have two things in it. That's what Rabbi Yosh was saying. I'm tiny. You can even kaim it. You know, eat a little bit. Do it. You have a suffix to do like this, like the brisker up. Or you want to do like birka yaisa, whatever. Do both.
Is it over after the first little bit?
No. Because if you need a zeichel l'chayrus, and you need a zeichel, it depends what you're learning it. Depends what you're learning it's for.
Safi.
And we're going to learn now that could be it's taka both. There's different things when the karpas.
Let me say this again.
Since it's a safka lach, says Rav Palagi, it's a beautiful. I hold such a beautiful light. I never thought of it. I don't know why I never thought of it. The only reason Rav Ali said doesn't like it is because safka kol saif, you hear? Safka kol saif, gazai. Piske Yeshivas Oil Simcha. We're going to put a new psak halacha. There's no reason why not. You hear? You hear?
I don't have the kiddush. What should I be saying?
I'm saying a vote. I'm saying like this. The emes eat less than the kazayas. Each part, one part do besay, one part don't do besay. It's not a kasha because his whole kasha on the kazayas. So forget about the kazayas. Who says you eat kazayas without a kazayas?
I'm saying you forget about the
kasha. Yeah, the vote. You kind of both cheat this. I buy matzah. Matzah is different. Matzah is one chiyuv. Chiyuv is eating kezayit. Now, in that kezayit, you have two things. What do you think is the chayus? Over here, you're supposed to make a zecher. Or maybe the mitzvah is to eat karpas. Let's discuss this. Is the mitzvah to make the zecher, or is the mitzvah to eat the karpas? Now we're talking good.
No problem. If the mitzvah is to eat the karpas,
you're right. Then you can come and say there's one mitzvah. We should make two mitzvahs out of it.
It's not true. I'm doing it because this sheet, the whole gamut of business.
Good to be something. Fine. You're right.
For what do you eat karpas?
Same exact thing.
That's, but then the taich is I'm doing a chumrah.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
But well, I want to see even better. I want to see even more. You're not even doing a chumrah.
What are you doing?
You're doing two zechas. It has taka, two reasons, karpas.
Nobody brings down Yishun Tuzei.
Nobody? Okay.
Rebbe's only doing it because they're kind of two sheep, right?
The and also because of this. I feel we should do it because of this. So two reasons I feel we should do it. One is because it's talking to two Zeichas. There's two Zeichas in Karpas. Malach Lamaisa, there's two Zeichas. One is Zeichel for Shibud, and one is Zeichel Chayus, which we'll soon get to in a few minutes where it comes from. And the other thing is because it's a Savkin Alacha, so Takisha, well, why should you be Machmer? I think it's a great idea. It's a great, great idea. I normally you're not machmir because it's finished. It's nothing to be machmir. Once you ate, you're finished. You ate. But here, there's nothing to not be yaitze. There's zecher and that zecher. So do it.
No way.
What?
We eating karpas in maror for what? This is bitter and this is also bitter.
Yes, it has to do tibulim. It has to do it. We'll still get to it. We're getting to it in a few minutes. You'll understand why we eat karpas. Okay, let me continue now. Where is the Zeichel Chayim's part? Yeah?
Hey. Sorry, Daniel, I
raised
the point.
Daniel.
What?
Yeah, good.
No, I want to clarify. By Masa, Zeichel Lechem Oyri is different reason.
I know it's different.
Lechem Oyri is in the Chayim for the Masa, you make it. Today is something else.
Yeah, but it's all Lachman.
All Lachman. Yeah, all Lachman.
It's kind of on how you do it. I mean, it's more of the how you make the Masa.
It reminds us when you eat it, it's called lachmanya. Listen, it's called lachmanya. There's a reason. There's a million reasons of shibud. It's good. I mean, it's famous. It's famous. The matzah has both in it. Let's have everybody says the matzah has both in it. We can see us. Okay, ready? Right. Now, so let me discuss you karpas. Let's get down. Abesai! Let's get down to the bottom. The Shura Tachtayna, the bottom line. You should know that there's no such a thing as karpas in the Gemara. It doesn't exist.
Wow.
The word karpas is not found in the Gemara at all. The Mishnah just says you bring in front of him Yerek, and he's toivel it. There's no word karpas. Karpas was made up by the Rishonim.
Toivel in Bama.
Karpas.
You dip in what?
Karpas. Rishonim. It's made up by the Rishonim.
You dip in what? In the Charoset or?
You dip, we don't know yet. The Pashat, you dip it in Chaimitz and Meimel. The Rambam says you dip in Charoset. We're going to get to that in a few minutes.
Maybe it's not from Aramid karpas, no?
Could be. I mean, it's according to many Rishonim, it's a type of vegetable, karpas. Bring down that drug. Celery, and some say celery is no good, and some say, and Rishon Zalman Obakia used to use cucumbers, and then there's some rebbes that used to use the strawberry. Just, I had to get it. Okay, now.
Banana.
What is the reason that the Gemara brings why we make this tibul? Answer. Today, Shalu Hatibakis. You look at the Rashbam, you look at the Tur and Tafayin Gimel, that's what he brings down. We make a tibul, karpas, kedei, shi'ishalu hatinaikis. Bach. It's we make a tibul, derech cheirus, kedei shi'ishalu hatinaikis. He sticks in the word kederech cheirus. Does anybody have the Bachta? You want to read it inside? He puts in those key words, Derech Teirus, which means
open it up.
People is royalty.
Yeah, open up.
Entree, Michel, you know, the certain.
Hey.
Okay?
To open up today.
That's the Bach. But the Torah doesn't say that. All the Torah says is. Today. I'm sorry that I'm. I love this. I'm saying such beautiful time today. Tell me, it's beautiful. No, it's beautiful shit. Beautiful, beautiful. Down to the bottom of the sukkah. So what does the Torah say? G'day shishalot tinaikis. Read the Torah, then read the Bach.
Cool.
To
make differences. Because it's to make differences.
He says,
and then it's the Bach that it's there. Chayrus, royalty. Oh. Memeila. Memeila. So, in a few minutes, we'll get there. Al Kol Panim, here we start having already klarkeit that there's two things. That there's also Kedesh Shishalu Atinaikis
and
also
Derechevs.
Derechevs.
Okay. And how is showing Derechevs?
Royalty. Tibul. It's a royal thing to do with Derechevs. Now I want to tell you other reasons that are brought down why we do Karpas. So it's brought down over here. Karpas, kama time in Nemu. Madu aloikhim karpas. Why do we take karpas? Maril, Seydar Godel, karpas backwards is Samach Perach. Who brings it? The Darki Moshe. Aruch brings it, the Ogur, the Bach, the Mogen Avram, the Mati Moshe. This is the famous one. All the kids know it. Samach Perach. The little less known ones are Shehudayim LeTeven and Shekosh Shluvenim. It's comparative to the Teven.
Straw
is also from the ground. It's also Hadamah if you're able to eat it. Kasa Maril say that Gada Oitam Acher Little Epoch Shehudayim LeKaitzim which means that this particular Bayer Pri Adama looks like straw. I don't know which karpas. So maybe celeries look like straw sticks. Maybe, I don't know. Epoch, I don't know. But Kitzer, it has something to do, to make a long story short, according to the Maril, with the Avodas Kaishish, with the word, the straw that that. So what, that's also what she would put. Rabbeinu Menoyach, with Pirush al Aram, Peiches, Melchus Chametz and Matzah. Rabbeinu Menoyach, on the bottom of the Rambam. Karpas, Zechel, Exainus, Hapasim, Sha'asa, Yaakov, Vinil Yosef. Asher, Besibasa, Nizgadil, Adava, Vyardav, Yisainu, Mitzrayim. Has something to do with Exainus, Pasim. I guess it looks like it, maybe. Pasim, Exainus, Pasim.
Celery.
Strands. Alright, whatever. Use your imagination. But obviously, this is also Shibud, right? Okay. Finally, skulas karpas l'nsayach melchama. Rabbeinu Menoyach is the second pshat. It has to do with victory, a victory. Ef shaloymer gamke shenagu bekarpas nefishu esav meiru al nitzuach melchama. It's the sign of victory. Maybe because two salaries are V. Maybe victory. The Israel nuts chayveyem, and the Jews won. They were victorious in Egypt. He brings down from a chacham echad karpas. Why karpas? Hanilchamim hakadmayim. The early warriors They used to wear that on their heads, these karpas. The gibur echot keser roishim mimenu achar shenitzach oivam. Maybe like Caesars. No, like Caesar. You ever saw Caesar? They used to wear these flowers on the head.
Yeah.
Wigs, twig, what are they called? A wreath, it's called. So maybe, so listen, so mitzvah Hashem, we should make a minig. Svardim have a minig that they play out the whole Avodas Perach and everything. So you should wear this thing on your head, a flower pot, because it has to be Lezecha, the Milchama that used to, the one. What?
Where is that?
What's wrong? You want to know Kadesh Yishalat Tinaikis? I think you got it right there. The only difference is it'll be Kadesh Yishalat Tinaikis Vehaskenim Bechala Mesubim. Everybody's going to start wondering what happened to this guy. This guy must have landed on his head. Hey, a fifth reason. Yesh boi skula l'refuas eivarim. There's a skula for the healing of the eivarim. And they used to eat it for refuah. What does that have to do with Pesach night? Maybe because of the wine and the matzahs, you need a refuah. What? Maybe it's like it's my lantern before the meal. Maybe it's after the. Says the Pirush on the bottom. What does it mean? Karpas l'mafreya samach perach. No, I'm sorry. Rabbeinu Menoyach. A third shot from Rabbeinu Menoyach. This is a third shot. Karpas toilas benega ha'ivor muktishum lahat nifchem v'yisrael yimnerodim v'mitzrayim avoid this perach v'hoye v'reim nifuchem. Klal Yisrael was sick in Mitzrayim. Their ivorim were from hunger. There was when people was swollen from hunger. V'nechtashim v'hoye regilum lechle l'refuah. They used to eat the karpas l'refuah. Herbs. They used to have vitamins and herbs. That's what it is. That's it. He's going to go out and look for the karpas herb. I see it already. Tell me. Do you have the karpas herb? You have it? No? Okay.
Celery soda.
Maybe celery vitamin. Well, the zichrin zeh pasha minig lech lelela pesach. And therefore they eat parsley. You know, parsley is supposed to be very good for the bloating of the body. Parsley, it is. It's one of the things that they serve in the capsules for diuretics. One of the diuretics is parsley. So maybe it's parsley, karpas. Alright, to make a long story short, these are the five reasons that I found over here. You hear? Then of course you're going to have the
Petrushka.
Then of course you have the Ramazim. Another thing is common Ramazim Nirmazu B'Shem Karpas. You have a lot of Ramazim in Karpas. The first one we just said was Samach Ribui Perach, right? Yesh Ba'oisit Perach V'Samach Saglois Shishim Ribui Nishtabdu B'Perach. Who brings it? The Bichi Yosef. Then from that Rizal you have the Milas Karpas Gematria Shas Ga'oishin B'Miluya. Ubezim, ubezet tovin, kilakichas a karpas belel pesach, ena bis domin kimoisha kotswa poiskul kech yerak achbim koimim yirtsa. You can't just take whatever's there, like strawberries because it's in the kitchen. The ena inyan kenki, divrecha chomin ogim toiruhu. Tzarech ledaik lizor lecha dafka bekarpas velo yerak achbim. I don't know. Oishin b'miluy. It's halach. It means to say it's halach l'mais. Karpas is toirehi. Don't make yourself a strawberry milkshake. What do you call that? A banana split. For karpas. Are you writing all this down? This is interesting stuff. You hear what's going on here? Put it away. Oh, Magid Meisharim, that it has to do with, it has to do with Shas, because we're Mekayim, the mitzvahs, the loisasa, and the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we kaim his mitzvahs, and then he brings out from Echsam Soifer, from the Chuvis, that it has to do with Kael Poel Yeshua Isata, it's Gematria. Okay, to make a long story short,
yes, either.
There's Ramazim, and some of it is about Shibud, and some of it is about what? Ge'ula, Chavis. So therefore, Lalacha Lema'ase, I would say, Gishmak, Gor Gishmak, do both. Now, but like I said, that the Gemara says that it's actually for what reason? Kedei Shiyashalu Hatinaikis. Now, I'd like to learn how the Rambam understood Karpas. And this is where you're going to see that expertise. Yeah. Till here, alright, this shot, that shot. Okay, good. Let's talk. The Rambam in Perik Zayin Chametz Matzah Lach Gimel discusses the shinuyim that you have to make the night of Pesach Kidei Shishalu Atinaikis. Wouldn't it be surprising if Karpas is not brought down in that list? That's a problem. Go ahead, read the Rambam and Chametz Matzah Lach Gimel. Go ahead, Perik Zayin Lach Gimel. You'll see what it means. Learning Torah. You have to make a shinui. So what would you say the classic? What's the classic shinui? Karpas! Rambam doesn't bring it down.
How to make a shinui? ועוקרים השולחן מלפניהם וקודם שאכלו מוטפים מס הזה מזה וכיוצא בדברים אלו.
Why you grab the mats? Why don't you just say karpas? I'm saying, whoa. The whole thing is the tibulim is the shame Mishal Tenekes, no?
It's a regular thing, maybe you should have time.
So let's clarify that. Okay, you don't want to bring it down by the shinui, but wouldn't you be interested in bringing it down then in the mitzvahs halayu? Right, it's not in our Torah, but maybe. Let's look at Perek Zion, where the Rambam brings down the mitzvah halayla. Go ahead, read the Rambams, the mitzvah halayla. You won't find karpas there either. It didn't make the what do you call it? The
list.
Didn't make the list. Not on that list either.
Sorry.
It's not on the list of the shinuyim, and it's not on the list of the mitzvah halayla. Perek Zion. All of them, any of them. Here, he brings down the mitzvahs halayla. It ain't there. It ain't in all the mitzvahs, the matzah, the marah, the this, the that. Not one word karpas. Not one word karpas. Yeah. Okay, cheres dalkais. Not one word. Where does the Rambam bring karpas? When he brings the seder haggadah, perik ches. In the seder.
No?
Oh, but you missed a word. I even start from the beginning. Start from the beginning of that halacha.
This is the beginning.
Matchil mevarach. What is the word matchil? Very strange word. He begins and he makes a bracha. But begins what? What are you beginning exactly?
Seder.
I don't know. Very interesting word. Is it the beginning of the seder? Is that what it is? Very interesting
maybe
word.
Maybe the
Shlav the same name. Maybe. I don't know. It's an interesting word. No, what are you tying to Rafi? Nice word there. Matchil. He begins with Karpas. Tell me what Dal Kais was in the beginning? Or what's Matchil? What does Matchil mean? The beginning. What is he beginning exactly? Matchil. Matchil Agadim maybe? I mean, I do know. But I'll tell you what I think. Masil the Sunnah. The Bach said Derech Cheirus is to Malachim, to eat, entree, Tibulim, Suda, the meal. Matchil the meal. That's how you begin the Seder meal. The Bach, I told you, learns that the reason for Karpas is people are hungry. And they have to read that goddess. You gotta give them to eat. Take David. He won't be able to read that goddess if he doesn't have his 15 potatoes.
He says, team a bomb.
But you see what it says there? Matchil. Begins. According to the Ramban, you eat the night of Seder. How are you supposed to eat? Shoicho Balaila Zev who mace of Derechairis. The Suda, according to the Rambam, needs Hasev. When he has Daiti, the Din Hasev comes from that. You learn that the Karpus is the beginning of the Suda. And the Tibul is a Din in Suda, and I'll prove it to you, Vaiti. You ready? I'm saying a Vort. I'm saying Givaldi Givort. Rambam Shita always says that Seva is a Din in the whole Suda. The way you eat the meal is the Seva. If you learn Karpas at the beginning of the meal, and the Tibul, forget about the Derech Heirus, forget about the Bach, you don't have to come on to the Bach, that it's a symbol for Chet. Forget about the symbol. It's the food, it's the beginning of the meal. People are hungry. Therefore there's a Din of Seva because the whole meal is eaten by Seva. Let me show you something interesting. How many times, according to the Rambam, are you technically dipping the night of Pesach? And the karpus is dipped into what? Right. If I may ask. It's dipped into the charoises. What happened to the salt water and the tears? The whole idea of the tears, no? Isn't the salt water the tears? Tell me, you dip the matz into that?
Mm-hmm.
Point to the Ram, there's four dippings, you know? Four times, read. Four times you dip it. All the Rambam, go ahead, read the Rambam. Read the Rambam. Start from the beginning.
We did three times.
Karpas in Charoset. In Charoset. No, go ahead.
Maybe this.
Maror is in Charoset. Mighty Matzah is in
Charoset.
No, and then the last afikayin, the last kairach is also in charoises. Everything is in charoises. So let me ask you a question. Ma nishtana alaylos and nikol alaylos v'chalayos einanu matbilim afilu pamachas alaylos eshtei bom. It's not true, you did four times. What is he talking about? Now let's look at the Rambam and the Seder HaGadol. If Itaka brings down two, four dippings.
Maybe in his HaGadol it says Arbapa.
Maybe, let's look it up. The Rambam has HaGadol. Could maybe say it twice. Halayla zeh, halayla zeh, shetei komim. Halayla zeh, halayla zeh. So two and two is four. Okay, start, Rafi. You have to follow with me. Let's go. That's a big time. And he doesn't say gimel pum. He doesn't say base pum.
That's how many guys saw so far. The Ben's only two so far. That's why.
Nobody only saw one.
That's a very nice terrace, but he only saw one though.
It's
the
one.
What do you mean?
It could be the one he's talking about.
Yes, you're almost there. Let me just. I'm proving what I'm saying. But how many times you dip a charoses? Go ahead. Read me. How many?
Twice.
No. Four times you dip.
Four times you do. You pour it. You don't dip. You pour it on a matzah.
So now you're gonna learn that you dip it. Go ahead. Now you're gonna learn that it's not that way. Go ahead.
It's called dipping.
Dip,
and then you two.
That's how you like sandwiches. You like this. You like matzah sandwich. But according to the Ram, you dip it into the charoset. Go ahead. Do. So first of all, by the karpas, what do? He says you dip it where? You dip it in the charoset. That's halacha aleph. What about the maror? You dip it in where? In the.
Darim.
Okay, so go in the order. The matzah, by mighty matzah, what do you do? Go in the order, no? Okay, that's three. Where's the fourth one?
Metabu Bacharis, yeah. Choyzer Bekoyrech Matzah Umar Metabu Bacharis is the Oich one, Bloy Bracha.
Bloy Bracha. There's 40 bullets. What's the Shander Ava? Halaylo Hazeh, Halaylo Hazeh, Shtei Pe'omim. It's not true. Pelvic Akashi, Pilei Ploy, bother me all my life I have a problem.
4 is 3, no?
Again.
Four. All right, it's the matzah, the mar.
Matzah, and then the mar, and then the matzah and mar.
The matzah is
something
different.
Eat the matzah separate, the mar separate, you dip it, no? I think it's 4 times.
And when we fell it twice, go to
Tabu Matzah Becharois. 4 times. Is there an answer? You like the question? Huh? You know what I tie? Eliezer's almost got the teretz, I want to say. I want to say like this. The tibulim is the way they used to eat. They used to eat that way. They used to eat that way. They used to eat that way. It was a food dip.
Karpas.
And karpas was the tchilas hasuda. Plain and pashut. They're not asking about that. They're asking why we're being metabol. And the maror, the gemara says mishum kafa. The maror gives a health reason why we dip it in the harbisis. Too strong. So what's the tibul that he doesn't understand? Who dips matzah into harbisis? Matzah into harbisis. What kind of dipping is matzah into harbisis? There's only 2 tibulim which are not normal.
Matzah.
That's what he's asking.
Oh, so
tibul
goes on the matzah?
And a fourth
one? And a fourth one? Two of them are the normal ones. They're not asking about that. Because every suit is like that. The questions are the
matzah. Correct.
It's a new chart. No, it's new.
Matzah.
Akhuzdayim. It's
the
same thing opposite.
Or just the opposite?
I was exactly the same thing opposite.
But just the opposite. Okay, maybe. You can say the opposite. Because everybody eats the matzah and you dip it. Okay, I'll say it the other way around.
Oh. But according to Bach, no, you
Bach
do.
The suda doesn't work. Yeah. Right. It doesn't help.
Yeah.
That's how I would say that the tibul rishon is normal. That was an entree. They used to eat that with kederach malach.
You gotta say that's a whole point. It's not true. Ask that.
So maybe he's kasher on the derech malach. That's the part. The entree of the derech malach. That's the part.
Meaning what?
Jake, if he learns the regular suits, he's not gonna ask me. Okay, I have to work it out a little bit better. But that's what I want to tie in. I want to tie in that 2 on norm and 2 on not norm. That's what's going on here.
It could be the maor and the korech both have maor, so you need to think the meirut. But the matzah and the karpas, which have no karpas, so those are strange ones.
Maybe it's just the matzah and the washu kol.
And the
who is the matzah and the karpas? I don't know. I'm learning that the karpas was normal. The only thing is, I mean, one thing for sure, the Rishayim say that he sees something different in the beginning before that God. The Shinei has to be before that God.
Yeah, that's in different Mishum.
Right, right. So that's what I'm trying to tie in, that the Pshat is that the fact that you're doing it early makes the Shinei. The fact that you're doing it before the Haggadah in the beginning of the meal, which the Bach is learning, why am I acting derech chayrus? Why am I starting this way? And the answer is because derech chayrus. But the taich is I'm eating my meal differently. That what I want to say is when a person eats his meal, so this tibul should have been done during the meal. And then it would be normal. They moved it out of the meal as an entree. Derech Cheiros, like the Bach explains. But the Bach is tiny. It's the beginning of the meal. It's definitely the beginning of the meal. It's the meal, Derech Cheiros. Not this Bach. And the Tshuvas are Bach. He's pushing people hungry.
No, well, this thing also. Linear that Tshuva, he and Fisha Adayim, though he gives Mansuda, but he knows him, Chil Agar,
oh, you see, that's the Bach. It's Tshuvas HaBach. Right.
But it's two
terutzim. I understand. So what's the first terut? The first terut is we did it, but that we're starting the meal this way. We're starting the meal like a derech malach with an entree. And Mamela, according to Ram, there's a dinner saying, forget about the Derech Cheres Shabbai. Not because it's a Zeichel Cheres. Because all the meal needs to be eaten by Seif.
Ram only says if you want to,
you can't have a Seif. I'm telling you, read. Say, the minig is that you eat a Seif. There's no reason why not. Do I eat the... Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Sure, why not? It's comfortable. Yeah. First of all, how much can I have to matzah enough to eat any? And I push enough to eat any. I eat so much matzah that I...
Your wife prepares so much food.
Don't worry. Now, so what happened was, with this, I want to answer Maidig Akash. You ready? Okay, so you understand what I'm trying to get at? It could be the Karpas is Suda. Suda has a dinner saver. And the Taich is that the Shinui is that we took the Suda and we put it in a different place. I'll tell you what I have. Chicks, you ready? I'll tell you what I have. According to the Rambam, sir, according to the Rambam, who's eating carbs?
Well, I'm buying.
Go ahead, no? I asked you a kasha yesterday. If Karpas is Kadeshi Shala Tanaik is to make the Shinuyim, so only he, only the Kairagad, only the head of the Seder, the way they learn, everybody learns with the Rambam.
Right.
If you learn it's the Chilas HaSuda, and the Derech Chayrus is that everybody's eating the Suda Derech Chayrus, so about everybody has to eat it.
Is everyone?
You like it. Avad, it's Alt Kadeshi Shala Tinaikis. That's the aside. But the actual Achila, of it is the Suda Suda Derech Chayrus. Mail everybody has to eat.
So it's three things.
You like it? This is what I want to tie in. That this in Karpas, Avad the Kadesh Yishala Tanaik. The only thing maybe you could say is that they made the Tibul earlier Kadesh Yishala Tanaik. But the actual eating was an eating Derech Chayrus. And everybody's Mechuyim in that. Just like the Mechuyim in Arba Kaisis. Just like the Mechuyim in the Suda. Mela, even according to the Rambam, and that's why the Rambam doesn't bring it down as one of the Shinuyim, because you have to eat it anyway. Of the Suda Derech Chayrus, why would the Rambam not bring it down as one of the Shinuyim? The Teretz is it's not only for a Shinuyim. The cases that the Rambam brings for Shinuyim is the Taich, and he's making special Shinuyim. Hashenki, this is not special Shinuyim. These are Mameladik Shinuyim. Not, the kavon is not the shinuyim. The kavon is to eat derech chayrus. That's not a shinuyim.
So how's it?
That's maschil. Maschil. That's the beginning. That's the beginning of a special royal suda. It's brought down in halacha.
How would you have kadesh yishalat? I don't know because I put the ramen then.
You do have it anyway.
How? If that is halacha,
that guys eat no, no. It's how royal people eat. It's not normally eat. There's another halacha that the suda has to be eaten royally. It's brought down halacha, the maril. He's supposed to put kalim. He's supposed to put beautiful silver on the table.
Why is it not enough?
Melech, like a king. As a matter of fact, he brings down that even mashkin, even kalim, which really you shouldn't be using because it was only a mashkin, Pesach night you're allowed to use it. Malach, derech malach. It's an Indian of a royal Pesach Seder. Okay? So this is the Taich. Maschil, how do you start this royal thing? How do you do it? Maschil, kederech melachim, you make a tibul. But it's not meant only kadesh yishalat tinaikis. This isn't a special thing, kadesh yishalat tinaikis. Therefore, the Ram doesn't bring it down by the special shinuyim of the night.
Hazak Baruch.